This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the upcoming Supreme Court case challenging the Affordable Care Act. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, the Supreme Court will be hearing oral arguments beginning November 10th. Who are the two parties in this case?
Well, you have Republican-led states, 18 of them, including Georgia, who argue that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, should be rendered unconstitutional because Congress took away the tax penalty or the individual mandate if people don't have coverage. The law is being defended and supported by a number of Democratic-led states who say that this is just a minor part of this big law. And if you strike down this law in its entirety, you're going to produce a lot more uninsured Americans, which will really tax the healthcare system.
And how might the new Supreme Court justice appointment affect this case?
Well, President Trump has nominated Amy Coney Barrett, who is a federal judge who is on the record as criticizing the original Supreme Court decision back in 2012 that upheld the law. And if she takes the place of Justice Ginsburg, who recently died, that would shift the court balance to a more conservative bent and could lead the court to look unfavorably on the ACA when this case is being heard.
And what would happen if the Supreme Court decided in favor of the challengers? How would that impact Georgians?
Well, let's say that the court totally gets rid of the ACA, renders it unconstitutional. What would happen is several things. One is protections for people with pre-existing conditions would go away. Another is also a very popular provision of the ACA where the law allows adult children up to age 26 to remain on their parents' policies. And it would also get rid of the insurance exchanges. And in Georgia, about 400,000 people who don't have job-based or government coverage get their health insurance through the health insurance exchange.
And how are healthcare advocates feeling about this case? Like, what's the temperature in the room, so to speak?
The idea that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is no longer on the court and a conservative judge who has expressed criticism of the ACA, the fact that that's going on and the fact that there's a presidential election coming up in which the president is on the record as opposing Obamacare, it has raised the temperature among health advocates and others who are afraid of losing these protections and creating a system where there'd be many more uninsured people.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this or other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpbnews.org. Thank you.